select hymns that you'd like to sing, except for the first one. I'm going to pick the first one. While you're thinking of one that you'd like to sing, I'd like to ask you to turn to 143, which is an Easter hymn. Christians are always celebrating Easter, and I'd like to just do this, sing this, and then after that, the choice is up to you. Let's all sing those four stanzas together. Stanza 2, let's have the women sing stanza 2 and the men 3, but everybody joins in on the Alleluias. Yes, ma'am. 551. All right. Okay. 9:09. Let me just say something that we could maybe do in this hymn that we've been doing. A lot of times we've been singing, let's say the women sing one stanza, the men, or we alternate in some way or other. That is an old Lutheran practice, but I'd just like to say that the purpose of that is not simply to get a little variety into the singing. It may do that, but the purpose is really to enable, first of all, the whole text to be sung. So that we'll be singing most of the time all of the stanzas of a hymn. And when the women are not singing, when the men are singing, for example, that gives the ones who are not singing a chance to follow the text, meditate on it, and absorb what is in that text in a way that's not always possible when you're actively singing. And so that's really the purpose of it. And so sometimes if a choir sings a stanza, what we should be doing as members of the congregation then is to simply follow along, listen, and meditate on the text that one of the other partners in the singing is doing. Okay, 293, let's have the men sing the second stanza and the women sing the third stanza, but then we join together on the refrain. It's always interesting when you sing old favorites or new old favorites. This would be a new old favorite, and for some of us, various songs may be new. They may be very familiar to me, but not familiar to you, or the reverse. So we're all learning new hymns. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Thank you.
let me just ask, how many of you sang that now for the first time? Is that the... Well, you sang it very well. And I was just going to say, one of the virtues of singing all the stanzas, there aren't that many, four, is that if it is a new hymn, that we get a chance to really learn it, so that we don't sing one stanza and immediately say, oh, I really like that, or I really hate that, but we sing it for a while till we kind of can at least manage to get our way through it. Okay, well, it was, yes, ma'am. 532. Yes, gentlemen, right there. 500. Five. high numbers here. 497. I heard the voice of Jesus say. Let's have the women sing the second stanza and everybody on the first three. We're working our way to the front. Not all the way to the front. 484. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. 3:26. We are working our way to the front. 3:26. 3:26. Well, let's not sing all six of these. That's a nice tune. Why don't we do 1, 4, and the last one, okay? Why don't we sing the fourth stanza in harmony, okay? Sorry, we're singing in harmony anyway, but okay, what about... Yes, ma'am. Oh, we're working back. 5:59. 5. All right. I think maybe we'll sing this one and then maybe one more. I want to pick the last one. Well, we can do this again. Better to be a little too short than too long. But all right, let's 1:74. Let's do it in just the way it is here. Stanzas 4, 5, and 6 you see on the right-hand page, and let's sing those in harmony. And then stanza 3, let's do stanza 3 with the women, and stanza 7 with the men. Okay? You jump back and forth there, okay? Mm-hmm. just, thank you, that's very nice. If you just stay standing, and let's close with 281, a fine evening hymn. And we go from here to bed. Ladies, stanza 2, men, stanza 3, and all together. If you'd like to do this again, just say so, and we'll do it anytime you want to do that.